Can we consider pain? Do we have a choice? Can I go back to that reading this morning? Pain is not acceptable. Question. Maharaj, why not? Did you ever try? Do try, and you will find in pain a joy which pleasure cannot yield, for the simple reason that acceptance of pain takes you much deeper than pleasure does. The personal self, by its very nature, is constantly pursuing pleasure and avoiding pain. The ending of this pattern is the ending of the self. The ending of the self, with its desires and fears, enables you to return to your real nature, the source of all happiness and peace. Question: how can I possibly enjoy pain? Physical pain calls for action. Maharaj: of course. And so does mental. The bliss is in the awareness of it, in not shrinking, or in any way turning away from it. All happiness comes from awareness. The more we are conscious, the deeper the joy. Acceptance of pain, non-resistance, courage, and endurance, these open deep and perennial sources of real happiness, true bliss. So as I kind of joked this morning, that could be a recipe for self-mortification if you took it wrong. But remember, it's for reflection. It's not like a position you take and then, okay, I'm not going to move. But what's he talking about there? What's his experience? If we are observing our experience as a movement in consciousness, so we're sitting here or we're walking, and there are feelings and memories and sights and sounds, pleasant things, unpleasant things. So we call that stream of consciousness, right? That's what we're doing. We're trying to observe stream of consciousness. And within that, we are bound by the nature of sense experience, and part of that is pain and pleasure, right? It's not always pleasant, it's not always painful, so that's a given. And so there's a force in consciousness, which is good, that says pain is bad. It's cold. It's painful, I've cut my hand, I have to do something about it. It's very good. And there's things about pleasure, just the pleasure of eating food. If we didn't have that, we wouldn't eat. So there's nothing wrong with pain and pleasure. But if that's the only strategy we have, the pain, pleasure, the pursuit of that, then we're doomed. Because pain and pleasure have their own agenda, and don't often fit our agenda. They just kind of come and go. They're contingent on various other things. So without dismissing and becoming some kind of ascetic into self-mortification and such like, to see that if my attention is always kind of looking for pleasure and rejecting pain, then it's always going to be restless. It's always going to be on the move, you know, always looking for something. So in contemplating, you could prove this now, you get a chance. you could take a sitting, right, and you could take discomfort, and then you could look at resistance to discomfort and see what happens when you are aware of that resistance. That takes a lot of mindfulness. And then see what happens. Is your mind actually more peaceful at the end of it, or is it more uptight? Now the pains that I get during a meditation or during life, if I just willfully try to hold my posture, that's not going to make me peaceful. But if I just keep reacting to them, then I just remain restless. So there's a kind of habit in consciousness, and it's the habit of seeking pleasure and rejecting pain. And that's not just around the physical body, it's around emotions, it's around people, it's around weather, it's around the color of the drapes. You know, it's around everything, isn't it? Pleasure, pain, pleasure, 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 pain. And not to say that that's right or wrong, but there, the aware mind, the mind which isn't always needing pleasure and pain, has a tremendous amount of peace in it. And that's what the spiritual life is about. It's not really about sensual pleasure. Sensual pleasure comes and goes. So in terms of meditating now, if you could, as the inevitable pains arise in the body, can you contemplate the physical sensation of discomfort, yeah, and then the resistance to that? Can you have enough awareness around that? And what happens if you just bear witness to resistance? What happens to the mind? How does it work? And so you need a good reflective mind for that. It's not position taking. Having said that, you can use pleasure. Nothing wrong with pleasure. So I was just like suggesting making the breath pleasant. You're making a pleasant breath because you're drawn to that, you're attracted to that, making the breath really beautiful, that's fine. Or metta practice, I find that very pleasant and I find it very calming, and it's a nice place to abide here. So it's not that you always just have to be in pain to meditate, it's not that. But we're all experiencing this, from minor discomforts to major pain, aren't we? We're all in it. So why not use it now in a way to understand the resistance? So if you give yourself permission to leave the room, first of all, right? Or give yourself permission to move your posture anytime. Okay, so then you're safe. You can move if you want, you can leave if you want, right? And now the discomfort comes up. Okay, what's the guy talking? Is that true? Is he just putting me on there? Because you got to prove it, don't you? And what is that? What is that resistance? And that's what craving is about. Craving is about this pursuit of pleasure and the rejection of pain. Huh? And so what you're doing is you're doing the third noble truth, second, third noble truth. It's like there is this resistance. It feels this way, and one witnesses it, and then there's just physical sensation. And it's not just around the pain, it's around that whole tendency in consciousness of the movement towards pleasure and pain. So it begins to inform the mind, well, it's all right, actually. Discomfort is okay, pain is okay. And then that begins to inform the mind about things like emotional pain. That's all right. It's just emotional pain, no problem. And so the resistance to that, it breaks down. And as the resistance to these things breaks down, they move, but one begins to see that the background is always very silent and very peaceful, rather than always being caught up in the foreground, in the objects. So, well, most of us are getting on, right? So I think the pain's going to get more. Sorry. Like my mother, like for her, there's never not pain anymore with osteoporosis and arthritis. It's just the kind of where on the scale is it today, huh? So it's obviously a very, very important lesson for all of us to learn. But kind of just willfully resisting pain isn't going to work. And distracting, it'll work for a while, but inevitably a number comes up. So we kind of got this little laboratory to learn about this. And it's getting the subtlety of awareness around the resistance to this way, to the moment, whatever way it comes up. And when things are just like discomfort, they really can't hurt you, but they can teach you a kind of very, really valuable lesson. So I'd like to do some yoga nidra, which is the body meditation, and try to bring consciousness to a sense of knowing body as body, not as a concept, but really as a vibratory energetic field. And then within that, just let awareness investigate the very feeling of resistance to pain, if that comes up. I hope it doesn't, but it might. Okay, let's try some meditation.